Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Okay. On September 21st, 2015, I enter a Mercury-Jupiter period. This is a side note. I have huge theories about Mercury-Jupiter because Mercury is opposite Jupiter, and Mercury is technically the antithesis of Jupiter. So I have mad theories about the antithesis of planetary antithesis.
So what does that mean in layman's term?
In layman's term, meaning that Jupiter is quite literally the opposite of Mercury. Jupiter is enormous. It's big. You know, it takes 12 months to go through all signs. Mercury is the opposite. It's smaller. It's faster. It takes way faster time to go through all of the signs. Jupiter is more about higher learning. Like Mercury is more about, like, you know, the little things here and there, the little details. You know, they are very opposite each other in terms of planets, not of signs, just planets. Kind of like how the moon and Saturn are opposite each other. Mm-hmm. The moon is nurturing. It's the mother. It's emotional. Saturn is the father. It's authoritative. It's authoritative. It's more about boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So in Fedaria, I have theories about planetary antithesis, and it's kind of like where, like, the real meat and potatoes of the story of all the chapters kind of like comes alive. At least for me, that's how it went down. Okay, I digress.
And your theory too is Mercury Jupiter periods are
turning points. Exactly, they're turning points. So all, you know, all this time I'm growing, but I haven't done the real growth just yet, I think.
Wait, time out. Before we go into it, before you start this Mercury Jupiter period, I got one last question about this Mercury Saturn. Was that a shit show, or was that at the end, was that a maturing?
It was mature at the end.
But it started as a shit show.
And the reason why it was mature at the end is because I actually had, you know, the balls to tell the truth. I could have not told the truth. Yeah. You know, I could have lied. I could have kept lying. And I didn't. I couldn't, though. My Sag moon wouldn't let me. I felt terrible. Like, I felt poisonous inside. Like, I felt, like, poisoned.
Just a quick sideshow. D, was 2011 to 2013 a shit show for you? Was it a maturing process?
That was like a big growth period, I think, for me. 2012, like specifically, a lot happened to me all at once. Because that's a Mercury-Saturn period.
Yeah. You was 21 and 23.
And Saturn is part of my big stellium, so everything happened all at once. My husband got transferred to Dallas-Fort Worth. So we found out I was pregnant. We got a new house. I think I got a new car, like, earlier in the year before I found out I was pregnant. Moved to a new city. He started his new building. I don't know, it was just like a lot of new things, a lot of, like, I don't know, a lot of growth, like maturing, and like, we have a baby on the way, we have to get a house, we have to get a car. Well, I guess we already had the car, I needed a car. But I don't know, just a lot of, like, mature things happened to me. It was our first home.
Interesting.
Moved away from, like, all my family and friends. That was a big thing.
Growth.
Yeah.
Was that hard for you? All the things you just said, how was you feeling during that time?
So, like, at first I was excited about all of it, but then you get to a new city, and, like, I was 8 months pregnant with my firstborn when we moved.
Oh, shit.
So, like, I'm in this new place where I don't know anyone. And then, like, I'm starting motherhood, like, a month later, and, like, I don't have anyone to meet up with or call to hang out with or know anybody with kids. So it was really lonely. And I started finding out about my chronic illnesses more. Like, they were not going away, and it was very sleep depriving, like, because of the new baby and because of all the pains keeping me awake at night. Like, I'm a pretty bad insomniac, I'm realizing. So yeah, like, a lot of hard things. Like, at first it was exciting, but then it was like really hard.
Hey,
and really lonely.
Hey, I guess that kind of matches, because I guess that love affair was really exciting, having clandestine meetings, but then it turned hard.
Yeah,
it did.
And matured.
When I had to face the music, it turned hard as fuck.
Yeah,
crazy.
I'm not laughing at your hardship, but
No, I know.
Hey,
I know.
That's the matured thing to do, is to like get to a point where you can laugh at it, right?
Well, I mean, I guess.
Can you believe I did this? Or can you believe this happened? Like,
For the record, I'm really not proud of any of this. Like, I just, I wrote it down because this is my story. Like, that really did happen. And I don't recommend anybody do something like that, you know?
But yeah.
Quick question though, Walter. Do you think Mercury, we being 2 days away from Mercury coming out of retrograde in your second house, does that have any bearing to us doing this right now?
Probably.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I chose today because Jupiter's on my ascendant, and I was like, okay, maybe it's time I tell the story.
Yeah. And we're rewinding back time.
We are rewinding. And when you release this, it'll probably be Mercury. Mercury will probably already be
direct.
I can get on it. ASAP and get that out before Mercury come out of retrograde.
Well, it's already pretty much on my sun right now.
Where is it? Like, what degree is it at?
Mercury right now?
Yeah.
I've
been looking.
It's at 5 degrees.
5? Oh, okay.
Yeah, 5 degrees Taurus.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.